45 sharp, and you did. that timing.
That's incredible. Yeah, right on time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to talk to you again. And it's so cool, all the things you got going on. And I follow you on Instagram. You're always starring in some show, whether you're playing Celine Dion or whether you're on Back to the Future on Broadway. But now you're working with your alma mater, Linkin Park, and you're choreographing some musicals for them. Talk about this.
Can you believe? I know. To go from being on the stage to being behind the scenes, it has been quite the transition, and I've loved every bit of it, especially this being my first experience being at Linkin Park. It's really a dream case scenario to be at my old school doing this.
The show itself, Hairspray, what excites you about Hairspray? I mean, obviously the music and the fun, but what's the big challenge, and what do you like most about doing the dance moves?
Oh, Hairspray, I mean, it's just a great show, iconic show. Everything about it has been filled with so much joy and love, and the kids in the show are absolutely incredible. I mean, the cast is absolutely, they're just great. They're fantastic in their roles. It's been a joy to be creative with Sharon Schaller, my past teacher, and now Brady Patsy, who's directing it. So, yeah, choreographing it has been a dream. The score by Mark Shaman it's undeniable how fun it is to move to. So, honestly, choreographing it has been a dream.
You posted on Facebook, there are some equity actors in this, professional actors, alongside the students. And your point was, you can't tell who's who. The students are that talented.
It's so true. I mean, the kids at Linkin Park are always filled with so much talent. I mean, you go to a Linkin Park show and it's comparable to a show at the Benedum. I mean, those are actors that I know and work with and have auditioned with in New York City. And, you know, you go to Linkin Park and you see that same caliber of talent. And it's really incredible and special that it's happening. And they're so young. And the show is filled with talent.
Now, in all the Broadway shows that you've been in, were you kind of studying what choreographers did, and did it kind of inform your style? Are you strict? Are you loose? Or, you know, what's your style?
It is so funny. I since doing this, I've reached out to, you know, my associate choreographer of Hamilton, my associate choreographer of The Great Gatsby. And I just messaged them and I said, I had no idea how much work you do on productions like this. It's really amazing. It definitely taught me a new skill. And I've learned a lot.
I think it's something audience members, and I'll call myself guilty of this, we might take for granted that all these eight people dancing at the same time have to hit the right mark, and the right timing has to be perfect. Or, you know, that's
gotta
be.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm a pretty relaxed choreographer, but yeah, it takes a lot. I mean, I've also grown up with some really, you know, harsh choreographers in the industry. So, you know, I definitely have my own style to it, but getting, you know, 10 plus kids to hit the same beat at the same time, not for the week.
Not
for the week.
I can imagine. Well, Amber, let's talk about your Linkin Park, your background, because did you know right away this is the path you wanted to take, Broadway? Was there something at Linkin Park that kind of put you on that path, or how did Linkin Park get you to the point where you are today, starring in Broadway musicals?
You know, going to Linkin Park, and my mom can testify, who she's probably listening in right now.
Aww.
She's driving.
Hi, Mom.
After leaving Linkin Park, from graduating Linkin Park, I was so ready to just go out into the world and do it. I felt so comfortable, so much so that when I went to college, the stuff that I was learning, I was already training so hard for at Linkin Park. So I was just ready to go out and do it. And yeah, I've always wanted to perform on Broadway, and Linkin Park really prepared me for that. So I'm really grateful to that school, and, you know, grateful now to be back and teaching those same kids how to make it in New York City, what it takes. And so, yeah, it's been really special.
And I'm trying to remember. I know one of the first big breaks you had, you were like a swing in Hamilton or something, like the big Broadway sensation Hamilton. There's a girl from Beaver County on stage dancing in that. Was that a pinch me moment?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, for anybody to have their Broadway debut in New York City, it is obviously a huge deal and super special. But then for your Broadway debut to be Hamilton, it was just like an extra level of what? It's really incredible. I love the show. Yeah, that was my Broadway debut. I was 23 years old, and yeah, I had left college and I was touring for a bit. So yeah, to go into Hamilton as my Broadway debut was amazing. Can't believe it still.
A career that's taken you around the world. I remember you were in, I believe it was Korea. You were doing Moulin Rouge or some show in Korea, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not only it's crazy that this career has taken me to several different Broadway shows, but internationally is like a completely different story. And actually, funny story, I was doing The Great Gatsby over in Korea, and I had the best time. And when I was over in Korea is when I was saying, God, you know, I really wish I could get into choreographing. I started getting the bug and the hint to do it over there. And while I was at my dressing room in The Great Gatsby, I got a call from Sharon Schaller, and who is my old teacher at Lincoln Park. And she said, you know, I know this is crazy to ask you, but would you ever be interested in coming and doing choreography for our school? And I was like, no way. It was so kismet, and how it just happened exactly how it was meant to happen. So yeah, now I'm there doing it. So I kind of manifested it.
And if I'm right, this is the second musical you've choreographed for Lincoln Park. What was the previous one?
Yeah, the first one was a 1940s show called All Hands on Deck. And it was just incredible. It featured, you know, 30 kids from Lincoln Park. And what was so special about that show is it was really about our veterans, and to see every night people from different branches of the military stand up and be recognized and have a show that was supported for them. Oh, it was so awesome. Now Hairspray, two totally different shows.
So what was it like as a choreographer for that, the opening night? Did you have the same jitters you did as a performer?
I kind of did, you know. I didn't expect to be nervous, but, you know, you're just nervous for them. You know what it's, I mean, personally, I know what it's like, you know, right before a show. Everything builds up to that moment, so... Yeah, it was nerves in a different way that I didn't expect to have. It was nerves for like my 20 plus kids, you know, 30 plus kids, praying and hoping that, you know, for them that they have a great show. So yeah, it was a different kind of nerves that I'm glad I get to experience now. Great. Really, really excited. Really lucky. Two sets of nerves.
Well, the reviews were good, and Hairspray coming up in Lincoln Park. Rick Orienza already told me, make sure you let people know tickets are selling very, very well for this. This isn't one you're going to walk up at the box office the night of the show. You might want to get in advance. So it opens this Friday, May 1st to 3rd, and then 8th to 10th. And talk about Hairspray. Did you see the show back on Broadway? Did you watch the movie, or how did you first get associated with Hairspray?
Oh, you know, I never got to see Hairspray. Hairspray is the one show on Broadway I probably haven't seen. But luckily, you know, being in New York City, I've become friends with most of the original Broadway cast of Hairspray. They're people that I've either worked with or have met within the industry. So now, you know, choreographing it, I'm going back and I'm watching these YouTube videos of my friends who were, you know, 19, 20 years old doing this show. And it has just been so fun and such a treat for me that I get to see so many people that I know have done this show and work on this show. So, yeah, that's been really special.
You got to have the big hairstyles, the 1962 dance moves. It's a vibe, isn't it?
Oh, my God, yeah. It is such a vibe. The kids are having so much fun. The choreography is a blast, and it's been so fun to work with different kinds of choreo. I mean, 60s choreo. They're really doing the most in this show. The nicest kids in town. The run and tell that kids, they are dancing their faces off. I mean, it's hard for me, and I'm a person that has done, you know, multiple shows. I can't even believe what these kids are capable of doing dance-wise. It's been so special for me to get to really, like, fully choreograph to, you know.
Because a lot of it's based on...
You know, as hard as I want.
Yes. It's a TV show. It's based on a dance TV show, so there's got to be nonstop dancing. Wow.
Oh, yeah. The kids are dancing. Yeah, I fell in love with the movie. I mean, I really love Hairspray. And Jerry Mitchell, the original director of Hairspray, I've gotten to work with in New York City. So, you know, getting to see his style and then also throw my own style into it. I'm just a huge fan of Hairspray. Feel so glad that this is one of the first shows that I got to really choreographed to. So
tickets available, LincolnParkArts.org. And I do want to ask you, Amber, about a big show you were in. You were originating the role of Neil Diamond's first wife in A Beautiful Noise. And that's a show that did come to Pittsburgh. I got to see it, loved it. I would have loved to have seen you. And my in-laws saw you in New York, and they raved about it. But talk about that, playing a wife of Neil Diamond, and what kind of experience that was.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely unreal. I mean, not only to play Neil Diamond's wife, but to meet Neil Diamond himself, to meet his wife, Katie. I mean, they were so heavily involved working in that show and bringing his story to life that, I mean, it was just such a treat for me to get to meet these real people that were playing. So, yeah, make that being my principal Broadway debut, I mean, I feel so lucky to have been in that show, and I really hope, you know, I really hope to do that role again. I really would love to go back to that show. It's such a special, meaningful show for me. So maybe one day.
And there was a show, I don't know if it's off Broadway, you were kind of impersonating Celine Dion, right? And you had the look, you had the sound like impeccable. What was that like?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten to play such cool leading ladies. I mean, Marcia Murphy in A Beautiful Noise, Jordan Baker in The Great Gatsby, and then Celine freaking Dion, like, please. It was the role of a lifetime. And I recently got to go back to New York to see it open on Broadway. So when I was doing it, it was off Broadway. And now to see the show really, you know, come back and be bigger than ever. I mean, playing that role was iconic. And yeah, getting to do my Celine Dion research, I don't think I've ever had more fun preparing for a role.
Oh. Well, Amber, we only have 90 seconds left. I could talk to you all morning, but we'll hit Hairspray one more time. But what else you got cooking this year? Any other shows we'll see you either performing in or choreographing?
You know, isn't that the mystery and love of musical theater, Scott, in this industry? It's like you really never know what's going to be happening next in your life. You know, I'm really having such a great time being at Lincoln Park and choreographing their shows. I hope in the future to be choreographing more shows at Lincoln Park. I'm going to put that right now, manifesting it
love
on
it.
Your radio show right now, that will be a journey for me. But yeah, the goal is, you know, going back to New York, and then I got to start auditioning again. That's the brutal and amazing part about this business. One job ends and then you're right back at it again. So I will be going to New York City. I'll be hitting some auditions and we'll see, you know, maybe. Do you got a spot on the radio show for me? God, I can probably come work for you.
Anytime.
Okay, great.
you're making us proud. Keep making Beaver County proud. I talk about you all the time and keep up the great work. And are you going to come out for Hairspray and take a little bow opening night? Do you get to do that in the theater for the curtain?
Oh, God, no.
Come
on. No. I'll be in the audience supporting them and cheering so loud. If you hear like really loud, annoying screams, it's from me. So yeah, I will be big sister in the audience.
Awesome. Well, Amber, thank you so much for your time, and we are looking forward to Hairspray. You take care.
Thanks so much, Scott. All right, bye.
All right, enjoy talking to you. Bartolino, North Smokey Township native Broadway star, and she is choreographing Hairspray, opens this Friday at the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center.
You're listening to 99. Presented by St. Barnabas, in addition to 1230 WBVP Beaver Falls.